Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
The Lord, and He heard me, and He answered. For those of you who have enough courage and honesty this morning, would you just by a hand raise just say, you know, I got some challenges right now that I'm facing. Just put your hand up. Say, I've got some things that I'm facing, whether it's personal, whether it's at work or with family or whoever, or you just got some troubles that are rumbling. I want you to know the Lord's going to speak to all of us, but those of you who raised your hand or should have, open your ear to the voice of the Lord today. Those of you who aren't facing something today, blessed be the name of the Lord. Take good notes, because we don't know what comes around the corner, but I can tell you this, whatever comes around the corner, God is faithful. I don't know the songs that Felicia feels to put on a Sunday morning. And it's rare that I would make a request, and I didn't make one for this Sunday. And she doesn't know what text or what the message is this morning. I want you to pay attention to how the Lord just weaves things together. Because dark times and difficult times do not respect holidays. Oh, it's Christmas, we have to just kind of sit on the sideline. Oh, it's a birthday, we just got to sit on the sideline. We can't touch them today, it's their birthday. It's their anniversary. Whatever it is, not a respecter of the calendar, but God is always faithful. And I want to talk to you a little bit this morning, especially on the heels of Christmas, a Christmas season, where we know that the message of Christmas is about gratitude and joy to the world, and what great news for us at the birth of our King, Jesus Christ, Him coming in the flesh by the will of God. And we know it's supposed to be a joyful time. But for some, not as joyful. For some, the darkness that has been hassling you or us prior to the holiday didn't take a break. It just carries through, right? I want to talk to you this morning about facing, and I'm using that word intentionally, facing. Say it with me, facing dark times. We all have had them. And if God gives us long life, there's probably some more ahead, right? That's not doomsday prophecy. That's just living on this side of heaven. But none of it changes God's faithfulness and His power to do what He's done before and continue to be faithful. And if we seek Him, He will hear us and He will answer. That's His word. That's His promise. They're not just choruses. In the Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 12, we find out that Jesus is the light of the world. You like that, don't you, John? Oh, well, when he comes back, you tell him I said light of the world. That's not a play on words, but it's the title of a movie he directed. Jesus, the light of the world. We find it in Scripture. We find the confirmation all over the place, but one of them is 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, where it emphasizes God is pure light, the light of the world. God is pure light. When we face dark times, He is always pure light. And it says this, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Cleanses us. The darkness of our past no longer has a hold on us. And that if we continue to fellowship with Him and turn to Him and walk in the light, darkness will not have a hold on you and into your future, even though darkness may hassle you. Our responsibility is to walk in the light as He is in the light. He is the light of the world. Psalm 123, verse 1, it starts out and it says, "To you I lift up my eyes." Lord, to you I lift up my eyes. It is the verse that is inspiring behind this song or hymn, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus." Now I want you to think about this in context of facing dark times or difficult times or facing challenges, things that create a little bit of anxiety or try to. Or if we focus on it, it becomes bigger than maybe even what it is, and we maybe succumb to fear or whatever it is because we get so fixed on the challenge, what we say that we face. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. So whatever you're facing, turn. Your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, for the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. The call of Scripture, the inspiration behind the song, is about where we're looking. Turning our eyes upon Jesus. Hebrews, it says it this way, verse 1 and 2 of chapter 12, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, those who have gone before us, let us also lay aside every weight," okay, a responsibility we have, turning, laying aside, "and sin which clings so closely. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before each of us." Now watch, verse 2. "Looking to Jesus." Some say, fix your eyes upon the author, the founder, the perfecter of our faith. Jesus. No matter what we face in this life, we're to turn, we're to look fully. Fix our eyes. Not wander, not in distraction, but to fix. To stay focused on the one who perfects our faith, the one who has redeemed us, the one who has been faithful to His Father and faithful to people, including you and I. And all those who are to come as the Lord tarries upon His return. Perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising its shame, and seated at the right hand of the throne. He kept His eyes fixed upon His Father, His God's will, even enduring the cross and shame. And you and I, if He endured that, He will help you and I, if we will look to Him and walk in the light as He is the light, and all the things that we face in this life that are lesser than what He did on the cross. Oh, but at work, it's just so, oh, and these people, or my coworker, or the employees, or the supervisor, or the, it's just so. You haven't endured to the point of the cross. The Lord will empower you. He is the light. If you walk in the light as He is in the light, He will empower you, and the things that you face in this life will grow strangely dim and small in comparison to the light of God if you and I will fix our eyes upon the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. I want you to recall in the book of Acts, it's in chapter 7. So the early church has been birthed, and there's persecution going on, and the apostles and other believers are carrying the message and spreading the message. In chapter 7, it lands us on a man named Stephen, who was proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and faith in Jesus Christ and His divinity and that He's the Savior. And he's sharing the message. And the religious leader and some of the people were very aggravated by this. And they were persecuting, and they persecuted him. And I want to read this to you in Acts chapter 7. I just want to read verse 54 through 56. I want you to hang on to this in light of this message. Now, when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven. Where'd he look? He gazed into heaven, and he saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. And what they did is they stoned him to death. Here is Stephen on the threshold of being stoned, that his human life is to come to an end. And on the threshold of this, where does he look? His life is not being just threatened if they're going to follow through. And on the threshold of this challenge, facing the end of human life as he knew it, where'd he look? Where do you and I look when we face the difficulties and the challenge or the darkness or the hassling or we're exhausted and things aren't going right according to our plan, nothing's smooth and we just feel beat up or betrayed or whatever it is, overwhelmed? Or why isn't anything working out? Where did Stephen look? Where are you and I supposed to look? Where do we fix our eyes? Matthew 14, I want to remind you of the apostle, well, then the disciple, Peter. It is this historical account where Jesus comes to his disciples in the storm and on the waves, and Jesus is walking on the water, and he's coming, and they see him, and they think it's a ghost, and they go through all of this, and then they recognize that it's the Lord. And Peter says, "Lord, if it's you, call me to come to you on the water." And Jesus says, "Come." And Peter, he steps out of the boat and he stands on water. Nothing else holding him. He stands on the water. And he begins to go towards Jesus. And what happens? When he takes his eyes off of Jesus, and he gets distracted by the waves, the storm, that the impossibility of walking on water became possible, and became fearful, and no longer fixed his eyes, he started to go under. This is not a complicated message. It's just the challenge of our flesh. Those who believe in the Lord, we want to look to the Lord. We want to fix our eyes on the Lord. But then when we face something else, we sink. Now, the beauty of the Lord is he reaches for Peter and he rescues him. He pulls him up. The Lord is so gracious and merciful. But there was a lesson to be taught to Peter, to the onlookers, and you and I, the reader, that flows with one of the messages throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament about seek the face of the Lord. Turn fully, look upon his wonderful face. When we're on the threshold of something blowing up in our life, where do we look? Where are we supposed to look? Those of you going through something right now, today, or you know that there's an appointment or something coming this week that you have some anxiousness about and inhibition about, where are you looking? Be honest with yourself. Where are you looking? Who are you counting on? Where's your hope? Where's it directed? The same is for my life and your life. We walk on the same ground together. I have to do the same thing. Where are you looking? Are you just looking to yourself? Are you looking at the distractions? Whatever you're facing, turn and look full into his wonderful face. Walk in that light as he is in the light. He knows how to endure, and he lives in you. Rely upon the Holy Spirit. Decide, regardless of feeling, regardless of what wave comes, or, oh, this is kind of looking like something that happened before and I didn't enjoy it and it wasn't great and it was so hard. I'm not belittling the feelings or not validating them. We all have them. We all have a history of things that have happened that we didn't enjoy or that were difficult or they were hard. But look fully into his face, the light of the world. Won't you stand up, please? Won't you listen to this? I want you to consider the sunflower. You know what a sunflower is? We eat the sunflower seeds. They're good. Lightly roasted. I like them a little salted. Consider the sunflower itself. The sunflower. Sun. S-U-N. You know how it got its name? Because the head of the sunflower always faces the sun. Once again, God using nature to bring a little parable or message to us. Helen Keller, she said it this way. Keep your face to the sunshine, and you won't be able to see the shadows. The shadows of dark things, the things around us, the things that can hassle us, the things that the Scripture and Jesus talked about. But he said, I'm the light of the world. Keep your face looking at the Son of God. It doesn't mean that we walk ignorant of the shadows or pretend that they're not there. That brings God no honor. You see, he came to redeem us. He knows. He came in the flesh. He knows about the shadows. It's why he can lead us and we will have no fear, because we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but fear no evil. Seek the face of the Lord. Turn your face to him. Always, but especially when the surroundings try to cast shadows over you. The Lord is the light and the light of our salvation. Whom shall I fear? For the Lord is with me.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.